Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. What a difference a week makes. Last Sunday, Hurricane Florence was bringing wind and rain to our area and state, and led nearly everyone in our area to cancel Sunday services. But this Sunday, the weather was nice and many took advantage of it by coming out to worship. The young adults did praise and worship, all the singing, and did everything else we usually do in Sunday morning worship service as part of Young Adult Day. In addition to everything else they did, a special praise dance tribute was performed by Sister Taisha Starnes in memory of Samantha Rivers. They did a very good job. Flag Branch hosted a ministers' conference on Saturday that was attended by approximately 30 ministers. I want to especially thank the Social and Planning Committee members and volunteers, along with Deacon Ernest Collins, for providing a delicious breakfast for the participants. We will be going to our last revival for this year at Christian Mission on tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Those who can and will are encouraged to attend. We will have a financial workshop on Saturday, October the 20th at 10:30 a.m. It should last about 2 hours. We will cover a wide range of topics designed to help us make wise financial decisions. On a personal note, my mother's sister's daughter and my first cousin, Tanita, died Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina. She had been dealing with some health issues for a while, but her death was still rather sudden and unexpected. Some of you knew her because she would come up here with my Aunt Ruth and my uncle and cousin James Jimmy Jordan for Christmas service, and she has sung for us on occasion. We will really miss her. Please keep our family in your prayers. And now for a few final thoughts from Sunday's message, All or Nothing. The text of the message tells us about a husband and wife who conspired to keep part of the proceeds for a land sale they had pledged to give to the church. When Peter confronted them about what they did, both of them died on the spot. They were to give all, or they could have given nothing, but they wanted to hedge their bet or investment by keeping part of the money just in case things didn't turn out as the way they expected. Many people in the church are doing a similar thing by withholding from God their total devotion and commitment for something else just in case they don't find all they need or expect in Christianity. However, God would not accept a partial commitment from them, neither will he allow us to come short of anything but a full commitment to his will and way. When we fall short of full commitment and place our resources and relationships in other places, we are seeing in effect we are not confident God will come through for us and we need to place our hope in other things, just in case he fails to deliver. This is unacceptable to God because it says to him, I don't trust or believe you to do everything you say you will do. This is an insult to God and not worthy of his grace, mercy, and love for us. I invite you to listen to the sermon again and leave a comment. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week. I hope to see you all Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.